今天早晨给我们很多的金苹果啊，也帮助我们呢，能够有一个银网子，能接到神的祝福啊，接到神的祝福。最近这一整年呢，其实我都在传递一个主题，就是健康。因为在国度侍奉的当中呢，在侍奉地方教会的过程当中啊。
Because in my ministry with the at the churches and with the other brothers and sisters,
我看到很多不健康的现象。
I've seen a lot of unhealthy lives.
所以我们需要有一个健康的生命。
So that we have, it's important to have a healthy life.
我们的福音才会有一个正面的影响力，是不是？
So that we can project a healthy side of the gospel.
我们刚刚已经念了几段的圣经啊，我们已经念过的，我们就不再念了哈。
We have read a few scriptures.
我们再往下念一下《哥林多后书》八章九节，好不好
？Let's read the Second Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 together.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足啊。最后还两节圣经啊，《加拉太书》五章十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由啊！希伯来书六章十节，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他的名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。那这几段的圣经呢？是我们今天整个主题的经文啊。
So these verses are the main theme of today's sermon.
到这边特别讲到教会的一个组成。
So we can see that the composition of the church.
也同时讲到教会的运作当中一个非常非常重要的一个因素啊。
It also tells us a very key element in our church operations.
就是是生命去影响生命。
That's life to influence other lives.
所以保罗说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督。”
So apostle said, "You should follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
所以在整个教会的运作当中啊。
So in the church's operations.
我们刚刚讲到呢，教会有三重的分子，是不是
？There are three components in a church.
教会有父老。
There are fathers.
这个原文其实就是讲到爸爸。
So literally means father.
所以换句话说呢，教会有所谓的 father's figure， 有所谓的父老级的人物啊。
So in our church we have fathers。
这个父老有时候跟这个一个人的天然年龄不一定有一定的关系的啊。
It doesn't mean a person's physical age。
跟一个人在主里面的成长是有关系的。
So it really relates to a person's spiritual life。
所以什么是父老呢？父老真实来讲是讲那个生命成熟的人。
So the fathers in a church means a mature spiritual life.
能够在教会里面呢建立榜样，培植人的属灵生命。
And they can set examples in church and build people's spiritual life.
那这个是讲到 fathers.
So these are the fathers.
你知道最近国内有一个很大的一个回家运动啊，知道这个运动的举手。
So in China there is a movement of
回家。
回家
back to home.
Back to home.
啊。他就是讲到我们这个 generation 呢，有太多的 fatherless， 就是有太多呢是没有父亲的人。
So it talks about in this generation there are a lot of people who feel fatherless。
就是在我们的生命成长过程当中呢，好像我们找不到一个 father's figure， 找没有一个好像我们可以做我们属灵父亲的人。
So in our spiritual life we feel we don't have a father that we can look upon。
所以我们刚刚念的约翰一书里面特别讲到呢，教会的组成分子当中呢有父老。
So that's why in first letter of John it talks about fathers in the church.
第二方面讲到年轻人。
The second is about the youth.
什么是年轻人呢？年轻人，刚刚我们念的字就是就是这个少年人。中文的翻译圣经里面翻成少年人啊，少年人。
So in the Bible it translates into young man.
所以少年人，你看刚刚我们所读的圣经呢，它是讲到一个正常属灵生命成长有得胜。的经历和见证的一般人。
So young men in church, they have already experienced the victory over the evil ones, and they can be witnesses of God's love.
什么是小孩子
？And what are the children?
小孩子在中文的翻译本就是翻成小子。
So in Chinese, 小子。
我不知道为什么连孩都没写，就写小孩子，孩都省略，就写小子。 啊，但是它原文其实就是讲到 children， children 啊。
So、那么 literally children.
我们刚刚这个为很多小孩子祝福祷告，是不是
？We just bless the children.
啊，这些叫 children， 是不是？这叫 children。什么是 children 呢？从属灵的角度讲，这些小孩子是讲到得救不久，但是有重生确据的人。
So here the children means in a spiritual sense they are already saved and they are certain of their rebirth.
你知道小孩子怎么成长？
Do you know how a child grows?
看到很多的年轻人哥哥姐姐。
And they see the bigger the brothers and sisters.
成为他们效法的榜样。
And those are their examples.
所以如果你有两个小孩、三个小孩啊。
So if you have two or three.
或者四五六七八个小孩啊。
Or more.
啊。我们认识一个美国弟兄生了十二个小孩。
I know an American brother, he has 12 children.
如果你有好多个小孩，你就知道一件事情啊。
And you know if you have many.
如果你老大养得好啊。如果老大养得好。
If your firstborn is good.
老二、老三、老四就相对来说容易了。
So it will be relatively easier to.
因为他们看见一个 model.
Because the younger ones will have a model to
follow. 比方说你跟你小孩说不可以吃糖了。
So if you tell your kids,
他马上回你一句话，那为什么哥哥可以吃？
Then why brother can't eat them?
你就答不上去了哈。
Then you can't answer.
所以这个老大的见证呢，就影响到老二、老三、老四、老五、老六、老七、老八、老九、老十。
So it is important to have the firstborn's good witness to influence the others.
我有三个。I have three.
Pastor Chen has three.
所以我稍微可以体会到这个心意。当然我没有十二个，我没那么大的本事养十二个。
So Pastor Chen can have some experience about.
所以亲爱朋友，从福音朋友到小孩子，从小孩子到青年人，从青年人到父老，它是一个正常生命成长的过程。
So from a gospel seeker to children spiritually, and then from children to young men, from young men to fathers, this is a progress of a spiritual growth.
你知道为什么福音朋友会来加入神的家？
Do you know why seekers come to join or God?
他看到很多这些可爱的小孩子、可爱的年轻人啊，值得尊重的父老在教会当中，是不是？
And children.
他觉得这个家庭是一个充满爱的家庭。
So they see this church family is a family full of love.
充满见证跟榜样的家庭。
Full of good witnesses.
所以他会从福音朋友，然后变成一个信耶稣、重生得救，变成小孩子。
So they can become from a seeker to become.
所以这是一个整个一个成长的过程。
So it's a growth process.
所以小孩子必须要看见健康成长的年轻人。
So children must see good examples of young.
健康成长的年轻人必须看到健康成长的父老。
So young men should see the examples set up by the fathers.
那在这个光景当中呢，教会能够有一个正常的一个成长的轨迹。
So you will see in our church that there is a good growth trajectory.
所以看见榜样是成长的必经之路。
So it is necessary to see an example in your spiritual growth.
因为你不看见榜样的时候，你很难成长的。
Without example, you can't. It's hard to grow.
所以保罗说什么？
So what did Apostle Paul say?
他说：“你们该效法我，像我效法基督，是不是？”
And he said, "You should follow my example."
所以保罗最后一次，保罗最后一次到以弗所教会，跟以弗所教会长老的最后一次嘱咐他们什么
？The apostle had the last words for the church in Ephesians. What did he say?
他说：“我凡事给你们做榜样。”
And he said he would set example.In everything.
他说我凡事给你们做榜样。
Example in everything.
所以他就离开了。
And then he left.
所以弟兄姐妹，他们剩下的是什么？就想到保罗的榜样。
So then the people there would remember.
那主耶稣为什么要道成肉身呢？
And Jesus became flesh.
为什么呢？
Why?
原因是因为弟兄姐妹，道成肉身，当然最关键一件事情，他要完成救恩，是不是？
The word became flesh to complete the salvation.
因为耶稣若不来完成救恩，弟兄姐妹，我们都没有救恩了。
Without Jesus' salvation, we can't.
所以耶稣被钉死在十字架上，第三天从死里复活，等于是他道成肉身最重要要完成的一件事情。
So when Jesus died on the cross and he saved our lives, and this is the most important thing for us.
但第二个最重要的事情呢，就是他在道成肉身的过程当中呢，叫人看见一个人的榜样。
And the second most important thing is when word became flesh, he set an example for us.
他怎么样说话？
And how he said things.
他怎么样在一个负面的环境中反应？
How he respond to things in a negative environment.
所以很多这个弟兄姐妹，特别年轻人呢，他这个有一个 band 叫不叫 WWJD, right?
So many young men has a band, a wristband that says WWJD.
What will Jesus do? Right? 叫 WWJD. 以前我们家小孩子手上都有一个 band 叫 WWJD.
So a lot of kids have this wristband. It says WWJD, what Jesus will do.
什么意思呢？就是每一次碰到问题的时候，就是 What will Jesus do?
So every time you face a problem, you would ask what.
换句话说，如果今天耶稣处在我的危机、处在我的环境、处在我的难处里面，他会怎么做
？So what would Jesus do if he were in my situation?
他怎么做，我就会去怎么做。
And I would follow what he would do.
为什么呢？因为他本来是富足，为我们成为贫穷，叫我们因着他的贫穷可以成为富足。换句，耶稣基督成为道成肉身的，引我们进入神恩典的一个管道跟榜样。
So Jesus, he was rich, and then he became poor, and we can through his poverty we can become rich.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，example for us.
在我们成长的过程当中
So in our spiritual growth,
我们需要能够来效法基督。
We need to follow Jesus.
我们也希望能够成为什么呀？别人的榜样，是不是
？We also wanted to be an example of others.
所以今天的信息当中，我讲到七个方面的，我们如何能够成为别人的榜样啊
？So we're going to talk about seven aspects how to set an example for others.
所以弟兄姐妹，盼望小孩子、年轻人、父老，我们能够一环扣一环的有一个正常成长的轨迹。
So hopefully, all the children, the young men, and the fathers here in the church will.Work together like we link together and to set examples for others.
第一方面你如何建立榜样？就是在圣灵的光中学习悔改，学习饶恕。
The first aspect is to learn to repent and forgive in Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上我们已经花了蛮长的时间了，讲到这个悔改跟饶恕的重要性。
And last night we spent quite a bit of time talking about repenting and forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹，一个不悔改、不饶恕的人呢，就是一个不健康的人。
A person who does not want to repent or forgive is not a healthy person.
Amen. 所以你知道，当一个人不悔改、不饶恕的时候，你要我们向黑暗的权势开了一个窗口。
So when we don't repent, we don't forgive. It's like we open a door to
darkness. 叫盗贼的偷窃、杀害、毁坏能够不断的进入我们生命当中。
Just like the stealing and other criminal things.Came into our lives.
所以健康的父老、健康的青年人、健康的小子，必须要在光中悔改，必须要光中学习饶恕别人。
So to become healthy fathers, young men and children, we must learn to forgive and to repent.
所以当我们作为父老，我们得罪人的时候，当这样讲，一个父老得罪一个年轻人，或者一个年轻人得罪一个父老，或两边都得罪了。
So when a fatherly figure offended a young man or vice versa.
如果我是父老。
If Pastor Chen is the father,
那我就要先悔改。
And he would repent first.
比方说今天一个父老跟一个小孩子闹别扭了。
So if a father had a fight with a young man,
因为爸爸跟儿子闹别扭了这个两边都有错。举个例子
So both were wrong in some aspects.
当神光照我们的时候
，When God spoke to us,
我们做父老的得先来认罪。
So as fathers, we should.
什么叫小孩子？小孩子就是还不懂事嘛，或者说懂事了，还在牙牙学语的过程当中，是不是
？So the young ones are still not as mature as the.
你知道我有三个小孩我有三个小孩。
So Pastor Chen has three children.
这个我这个老大呢，今年27岁，老二呢24岁，老三21岁，所以我已经 away from teenagers era. Praise the Lord.That's a tough area. 我老大呢，有一次这个就跟我讲，那爸爸某年某月某日你拿着拖鞋揍我。
So the firstborn was still remember that Pastor Chen was spanking her at what day, the exact date.
他很小的时候，大概只有5、6岁吧，4、5岁，已经是20年前的事情了。
It was 20 years ago.
哇，他记得一清二楚。
And she remembered exactly the date.
我说我都不记得了。
Of course, Pastor Chen didn't remember.
他记得一清二楚。
And she remembered exactly.
那我就跟他说，一定是你做了什么错事。一定是你做什么错事。
So what did you do wrong at that time?
但是我做了一件事情，
Pastor,
我就跟他认罪。
But Pastor Chen did ask her for forgiveness.
让这个关系能够恢复。
So it can restore the relationship.
叫他那个不好的记忆啊，学习来饶恕，学习来释放。
So let her a bad memory.
但我感谢主。
Be released.
我老二老三呢，都没打过，从他们出生到现在没打过啊。
Pastor Chen never spanked the second and
third. 所以你知道父老也要成长，做爸爸也要成长的，是不是？
So、
不是光儿子要长，爸爸不长，爸爸的坏脾气就是一辈子都是坏脾气啊，不是这样子的，是不是？
If the fathers do not grow, then they will stay.
所以换句话说，是在悔改跟饶恕的过程当中呢，我们可以不断的成长。
So we can continue to grow when we seek to repent.
所以第一方面呢，我们一定要在圣灵的光中学习悔改饶恕。
So the first, we have to learn to repent and forgive.
你知道我们这个民族啊，是特别要面子的民族。
So we know the Chinese as a nation, we really
我不知道你同不同意啊、
pay attention to our face.
我接触过很多国家的人啊。
I've been to many countries.
我发现中国人有一个特质啊。
And Chinese are unique in a way.
就中国人很要面子的一个民族。
So we
中国人是非常要面子的民族啊。如果一个你要做一件事情呢，这个面子先得顾到。
So the face is very important.
你面子顾到呢，就容易做。如果面子都没顾到，这个事情就寸步难行。
So if you take care of, if you pay attention to others' face, then it's easier to get things done.
但我们在属灵的场合当中，弟兄姐妹，很多时候你放下你的面子。
But in our spiritual relationship, many times we should drop our face.
我一个大男人怎么可以向我的妻子认罪呢？
How can the husband
放下你的面子
repent or
怎么可以向我们的儿女认罪呢？弟兄姐妹，要放下你的面子。
You should drop down.
怎么能够向我的属下来认罪呢？
How could you
要放下你的面子。
Forgiveness from your subordinates.
弟兄姐妹，我再提醒大家，悔改跟饶恕才会带进圣洁的生活，才会带进一个健康的生命。
Asking for repentance and forgiveness can help you get into a healthy environment.
所以我昨天我们第一天晚上我们特别讲到，其实健康跟圣洁在原文呢是同义字。
So health and holiness means the same in the original scripture.
所以第一方面，在圣灵的光中，弟兄姐妹要彼此认罪，要互相代求，使我们的关系能够得着医治。阿门。
So we should ask for forgiveness from each other in Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个世界已经不够健康了，同意吗？
This world is
已经太不健康了，这个礼拜一到礼拜五啊，你在职场上打拼了半天呢，已经够乌烟瘴气了，对吧？
So from Monday to Friday, you were fighting for your career, and it's not a very healthy
situation. 回到神的家中，弟兄姐妹，我们要带进一个健康的氛围，阿门。
So when we come back to our God's family,
带进一个健康的范围，
并且
充满了健康的父老、健康的青年人、健康的小孩子。
So in our holy, in our God's family, we should have full of healthy fathers, children, young men.
第二方面
，the second，
学习做一个透明的人。
We need to learn to become a person with transparency.
弟兄姐妹，你属灵生命越成熟啊
，the more mature you are spiritually，
你越需要透明。
You need to be transparent.
我们一起讲一遍好不好？越成熟越需要透明，越成熟越需要透明。弟兄姐妹，什么叫父老？父老是可以帮助年轻人的，可以帮助小孩子的。
Fathers, the one of their job is to help.
他们为什么需要帮助？因为有问题、有挑战、有难处、
有
需要、有软弱、有
problems. They need your help.
所以他来到父老面前。
So they come to the fathers.
然后来到父老面前呢，有两个东西很重要。第一个。
Two things are important.
你得要建立一个安全感。
So you need to build an environment that is safe.
换句话说，当这个小孩子跟这个年轻人到你面前的时候，你要感觉让他感觉到，哇，我来到你的面前呢，感觉好像来到老鹰的翅膀底下啊。
So you
让他觉得有一个安全感。
Let them feel that when they come to you, they are like coming to be.
这个安全感呢，一方面是看到生命的见证。
So they will feel safe, and they will see your life's witness.
再一方面呢，是看到这个人是透明的。
And they will see you are transparent.
你知道，一个人如果跟你交通的时候，感觉你这个人是高深莫测，啊，摸不到底的。
So if you see a person that you can't really see through him.
啊，如临深渊，如履薄冰呢。
It's like an abyss.
人不会向你敞开的。
And they will not open up.
当人不向你敞开的时候，弟兄姐妹，这个教会就不在一个健康的循环当中了。
If they can't open up, the church is not in a healthy environment.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道，我们越属灵的时候，越需要透明。
So the more mature we are spiritually, the more transparent we should be.
弟兄姐妹，所以第一点跟第二点是有相关因素的。
The two are connected.
当我们真正认识悔改、认罪悔改、饶恕，弟兄姐妹，我们不带着一个软弱跟隐藏的失败往前行走。
So when we are willing to repent and forgive, and we show people that we have witnesses.
我是92年到 Austin 的哈。1992, I went to Austin. 1998年我们建堂。
So in 1998, Pastor Chen's church, they built a church.
Yeah, we established a church building. Okay. So from 1990, 从1992年到1998年呢，很多的聚会是在我们家聚会。
So a lot of gatherings between 1992 to 1998,were held at Pastor Chen's own house.
我们一个买了很大的家哈，所以这个可以，我们一年感恩节啊，来了130个人在我们家。
So one year on Thanksgiving there were 130 people gathering in his house.
好多好多人。
A lot of people.
就有一个姐妹到了我们家。
One sister came also.
就开始翻箱倒柜啊。
And she was looking around, exploring around.
每一个抽屉打开来看一看。
And she would open every single drawer.
每一个柜子打开来看一看。
Every single cabinet.
这个储藏室打开来看一看。
And going to the basement of storage room.
你知道那是我家呀。
And that's Pastor Chen's house.
看得我有点发毛。
And of course it was not very comfortable to see.
然后我就问了他了，我说姐妹啊，我说你在我家，我说你在找什么
？What are you looking for?
他就跟我说啊，我在看陈牧师平常在干嘛。
And she said she was looking around to see what would.Pastor Chen do every day.
弟兄姐妹，你到别人家翻箱倒柜是不对的啊。
It's not right you go to open their drawers and cabinets in another person's house.
但我反过来问你一句话啊，你的家经得起别人翻箱倒柜
？But another way, is your house withstand other people's exploration?
一个弟兄姐妹到你家，一个同工到你家，一个青少年，一个小子到父老家
if a young man
一看
went to a father's
哎呀某某父老你在家看这玩意儿啊
so are you watching some other unhealthy stuff
某某父老你在家读这玩意儿啊
and you are reading this not very good books
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹这个学习透明我们必须在神的面前是一个悔改是一个过圣洁生活的人
So learn to be transparent is really to learn to repent and to ask God to help
我是在提醒大家你越在教会做领袖你越没有隐私
So if you are a leader in a church you shouldn't really have any secrecy
弟兄姐妹这是跟弟兄姐妹建立 trust 很重要的一个因素
So it's important to build trust with other brothers and sisters
所以你要知道一件事情一个小孩子有难处一个青少年有难处来到父老面前我作为父老我一定向你敞开
So when a young man or young kidcomes to you and as a father it's important for you to open it up
让你感觉到我是透明的
so make you feel I'm transparent
对于小孩子跟年轻人有什么好处他会勇敢地跟你交通
and then they will feel comfortable talking to you
你知道有一个青少年也是会后祷告来爬到我面前
so there was a young man who used to go to Pastor Chen
他说 Pastor Chen 请你帮助我一件事情
and he was asking for help
我说什么事情呢
What was the matter? Pastor Chen was asking.
他说我太喜欢看 pornography, 就是已经变成一个 addiction.
And so this young man was addicted to pornography.
你知道两方面呢？一方面我觉得感谢主，他愿意把这么一个软弱告诉我。
So two things. First, you know, it's good that he was willing to open this up.
第二方面，我当时跟他两个人，我就跪在教会，就为这个弟兄祷告。
And Pastor Chen was praying with him.
求主来释放他。
And ask God to.
弟兄姐妹，一个人看 pornography 啊，特别对一个那个人已经二十几岁的一个人。
So that's a young man who's in 20 something.
他愿意把这么深的一个失败跟这个隐藏的罪告诉你。
And he was willing to share this deep secrecy and.
为什么？因为他跟你建立一个互信，对不对
？Because he was willing to build up this mutual trust.
你不能说弟兄，你有没有看 pornography？ 说。
So if you go to a person and ask, did you ever watch pornography? Would you do that?
你这个会把教会给拆掉的。
And there is no trust.
因为你摸一个人的软弱是吧？要非常非常的有智慧的。
So it takes a lot of wisdom when you touch other people's
secrecy and weaknesses. 所以弟兄姐妹，因为我对大家透明。
Because I'm open to others.
所以当他有软弱的时候，他敢愿意告诉我。
So when he feels weak, he has weaknesses, he's willing to come over to me.
他不会觉得跟我讲之后他完蛋了。
He wouldn't feel that he's going to be a completely
failure. 这一辈子都完了。
And his life is doomed.
他会知道我会保护他。
He knew that Pastor Chen will help him.
弟兄姐妹，这叫做爱里没有惧怕。
And that means in love, there's no fear.
所以学习做一个透明的人啊。
To learn to be a transparent person.
啊，第三方面。
The third.
学习释放恩典。
Learn to pass on grace.
雅各书二章十三节，我们一起来念一下，好不好
？So Jacob, chapter 2 verse 13.
James.
Oh, James.
那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。审判怜悯原是向审判夸胜。弟兄姐妹，你知道在北美的教会啊，特别华人教会啊，是很不好牧养的一个族群。
So,
对不起、啊，原谅我这样说。
America,
我不是特指你们的教会啊，
church,
所以如有雷同之处，纯属巧合啊。
In general, Pastor Chen is talking about by and large.
因为整个来说啊，因为北美的华人族群啊，都是高级知识分子。
Because a lot of us are very well educated.
我到过一个教会啊，百分之百的弟兄都是 PhD.
So Pastor Chen,
100%,
100% of the people there are having PhD degrees.
哦，但是你到北美的任何一个这个华人教会当中啊，下面都做了一大把 PhD 啊。
So every church you go in North America, you will see a large.
你知道，从人的天然人来说，从天然人来说，人受的教育越高，人是越骄傲的。
So generally speaking, the higher education you have, the more proud you are.
同意吗？啊，所以你知道一件事情啊，这个所以在北美在这个我们在服侍的过程当中啊，你知道当我们看到人的软弱的时候，弟兄姐妹，你有没有在基督里面有个怜悯，学习释放恩典，学习给人怜悯
？So when we see a weaknesses in others, did you learn how to have grace.
你知道越骄傲的人呢，越不容易去怜悯人。
So proud people normally don't have the heart to be passionate.
你知道我在读台湾清华的时候，我在
Pastor Chen was in Taiwan at Tsinghua University.
我本来是读物理的。
And he's a physics major.
我们班有个天才。
And there was a genius in his class.
他是我们班第一名毕业的。
And he's always the first.
哇，这老兄很厉害啊！啊，玩的都有他的。
So this genius was very good.
啊，但是下礼拜要开始考试，他开始读书了。
He normally won't study until 1 week before the exam.
然后一读呢，都考第一名。
And he would always get the first.
哇，玩有他的，第一名又有他的。
So he's, you know, he plays hard and he did really well.
啊，所以我们当时全班同学都好羡慕他，我也好羡慕他。
So we all admire him.
啊，但他后来读了 Stanford。
Then he went on to Stanford University.
我们那个年纪的好学生几乎全到美国来。
So all of the classmates 读了 Stanford, came to the U.S. and this person went to Stanford University.
后来这个在留在美国，现在人在 San Jose, 在 Silicon Valley.
So now he's in Jose.
你知道我年轻的时候很羡慕他。
And Pastor Chen used to admire.
慢慢我人生的阅历越来越多的时候啊。
The more when Pastor Chen had more life experience.
我就不羡慕他了。
He no longer admired him.
为什么
？Why？
你知道，一个从来没有失败的人呢，是一个不知道谦卑的人。
So a person who never experienced failure doesn't know.
一个从来不曾失败的人呢，是很难容易认识什么叫怜悯。
And he doesn't know how to be compassionate.
所以弟兄姐妹，我这次这个坐飞机过来的时候，旁边坐了一个企业家。
So this time on my flight here,
感谢主，因为我飞 American Airlines 已经飞了300多万迈了，所以我坐飞机大部分都是自动 upgrade， 都是坐 business class。哦，这次来感谢主，你们给我买的是经济舱，但我坐的是头等舱。
So Pastor Chen is a frequent flyer, so he can get upgraded automatically.
回去买的是经济舱，但是也是
even though he his ticket was coach, but he could
这旁边坐了一个企业家
first class.
他就跟我讲啊，
哇，
他年轻的时候非常非常穷。
So when this entrepreneur, when he was young, he was very poor.
经历了失败，失败又失败。
After failure and failure and
贫穷，贫穷又贫穷。
Poverty, poverty and poor.
我最后就跟他说啊，我说 poverty can be an important asset.
So Pastor Chen was telling him poverty is a very important asset.
他说 That's right.
And he agreed.
他说 That's right. 他说但是呢这个世代的年轻人呢就忽略了这一点。
But young men in this generation, they did not pay much attention.
弟兄姐妹你要知道一件事情我们要学习释放恩典给出怜悯。
So we need to learn to pass on grace, to be compassionate.
所以当我们看见人的失败的时候要来怜悯人。
So when we see others fail, we should come to help.
当看到别人不容美的时候学习来怜悯人学习来遮盖。
So we learn to help others,
学习来成全。
When you see weakness.
所以弟兄姐妹所以神要求我们圣洁但教会不是个法庭你得搞清楚。
So God wanted us to be holy, but church is not a court.
教会是一个医院。
It is a church is like a hospital.
专门医治人的伤痛 专门医治人的疾病。
It meant to cure people's sickness.
所以弟兄姊妹学习释放恩典呢。
So we need to learn to pass on God's grace.
你知道 Mother Teresa 是非常好的一个释放恩典的见证。
I'll give you an example.
你知道她常常在印度她还活着的时候她的事工啊是专门服侍那些印度啊社会不要的这些人。啊就是世界上的污秽万物中的渣滓啊她把它捡回来。
Okay, 你说 Mother Teresa,、
yeah, Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa, when she was having ministry in India, and all she did is to help the poor and the deserted, and to help them. And
她有时候从一些大水沟啊，一些 slum 里面捡了一些这个老人没人要的人回家。
Many times she would pick up the older man who was on the street and bring them home and clean them.
然后把他的伤口包起来
and help them and cure them
把他换上干净的衣服
and give them clean clothing
把他摆在床上
and put them in bed
让他休息
and let them rest
你知道有些人呢已经病重要死了
a lot of them were so sick they were ready to die
临终的时候
and when, before they died
他说 我活着的时候像个乞丐
they said when they were alive they were like beggars
他说我死的时候像个天使
And when they die, they feel like an angel.
弟兄姐妹，这是怜悯。
That's compassionate.
我们要学习来怜悯人。
We need to learn to.
弟兄姐妹，我们活在两个文化当中啊，一个是属世的文化，一个是属天的文化。
So we are in this world, and we have two cultures. One is this worldly culture, and the other is.
所以你知道，我们常常需要放下属世文化，进入属天的文化。
We need to learn to have.
这是我们待会下面一堂啊，主要要讲的啊。第四方面。
The fourth aspect.
活出神儿女自由的荣耀。
We need to live out the glory of God's freedom.
C.S. Lewis 讲过一句话哈。
C.S. Lewis once said,
爱是的最实质意义在于给予人自由。
I'm gonna just try. The most fundamental nature of love is to give people freedom.
你知道，给予人自由啊。我们刚刚在加拉太书五章十三节圣经里面告诉我们什么
？In Galatians chapter 5.Verse 13, what did you read?
你们蒙召是要得什么？你们蒙召是要得自由。
You were called to be free.
你们蒙召是要得自由。
You were called to be free.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
弟兄姐妹，有一个非常非常重要的神学认识是你必须要牢记在心的。
This is a very important element.
神是要得着一般。有完完全全自由意志的人。
And God wanted to get those people who have free will.
而不是得着一般 robot.
And he's not seeking robots.
向右转，通通啪向右转。向左转，啪向左转。
God did not call those people who are robot.
你知道很多人就讲，神既然这么伟大，干嘛不叫人很顺服呢？是不是？
So a lot of people ask, God is so great, why he didn't ask us to be obedient?
关键就在一件事情呢，神爱人呢，因为人是照着神的形象造的。
And because God made us in his image.
所以你知道，爱的实质意义在给予人自由啊。
So the nature of love is to give people freedom.
所以弟兄姐妹，神给人类极大拣选的自由啊，从旧约到新约，你会发现到一件事情呢，很多时候神不是用他的全能来折服人的，神是用他的爱。叫人的意志在自由拣选的过程选择降服他。
So God wanted us to have the freedom to follow him.
像摩西到了临终的时候，在生命记最后摩西说什么
So when Moses, when he died in Deuteronomy, what did he say?
他说我把生死祸福陈明在你们面前，你们要拣选生命，不要拣选死亡。
And he said, I have put everything in front of you, and you should choose life, not death.
什么叫拣选？
What is
拣选就是你有自由意志， right?
So you have the freedom of will.
你有自由意志，这叫拣选。
And that means
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要知道一件事情啊，神给你一个非常非常重要的礼物啊，叫做自由。
So God gave you a very important gift. It's called freedom.
因为神给了人自由，所以人有犯罪的可能。这是就是伊甸园的故事。
Because we have freedom, of course, we have, we can.
但你知道到了新天新地啊，
wrong things.
到了新天新地。
In the new kingdom, in the new world.
我们要和他一同作王，直到永永远远。
We will sit by Jesus.
在新天新地的那班人，弟兄姐妹，乃是在用自由意志完全降服神的人。
So in the new world, We all use our free will.
弟兄姐妹，
completely obey God.
活出神儿女自由的荣耀，是我们在教会的操作，以及我们属灵的学习跟属灵的服事当中啊，一个非常非常重要的学习和认识。
So it is very important to live out God's glorious freedom.
不是从你自由意志真正出来的东西啊，不是神要的东西。
It is not from your own will.
阿门。我把你们听懂我在讲什么没有？这个是非常非常关键的一件事情。
This is very important.
所以弟兄姐妹，在启示录，启示录二章三章讲到七个教会。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、腓拉铁菲、老底加，七个教会。在七个教会当中呢，讲到撒旦的两把利剑，一个叫做宗教的灵，还一个叫做淫乱的灵。宗教的灵呢，圣经是用一个字叫做尼格拉 Nicholas， 叫做尼格拉的灵，尼格拉的教训。
Spirit.
如果你们多知道一点，可以买那个 CD。 我刚刚讲启示录二章三章，耶稣基督幕后的启示。尼格拉的灵呢，其实就是一个宗教的灵。
It's a religious spirit.
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
就是 dictate over the people 的意思。这个 Nicholas， 这个希腊文这个字啊，原来的意思啊 ，los 就是人民的意思 ，nico 呢就是 dictate 的意思 ，dictate over the people， 这叫 Nicholas， 这个叫做宗教的灵。
It's called religious spirit.
宗教的灵跟圣灵有什么不一样
？What's the difference from
宗教的灵是不给人自由的，
the
宗教的灵是不给人自由的，圣灵是给人自由的。
And the Holy Spirit is give people freedom, and while the religious spirit is does not give.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。阿门。
Whenever
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Wherever the spirit is, you have freedom.
所以弟兄姐妹，很多的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们是在一个宗教的灵里面呢，在服侍神的儿女，不是在圣灵的这个高某跟宽广里面呢来服侍神的儿女。你知道这个差别吗？你知道这个差别吗？弟兄姐妹，因为宗教的灵最后带给人的是死亡。
Religious spirit only give you death in the end.
这是为什么在启示录啊二章三章啊，主两次责备这个尼格拉人。
So that's why in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, two times our Lord.
因为神的操作方式啊，是要使人得自由。
Because the God's modus operandi is to give people
freedom. 这个自由啊，是圣洁的自由，而不是犯罪的自由。
It is a freedom to be holy. It is not a freedom to commit.
所以耶稣说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
So you have to.
神讲的自由是一个不犯罪的自由，
It's a freedom not to commit crime.
一个不生病的自由，
It's not to be sick.
一个不仇恨的自由，
Freedom not to have hatred.
一个能够赦免人的自由，
It's freedom to forgive.
所以弟兄姐妹，神给我们的是要活出神儿女自由的荣耀。
So God give us this glory to live out this God's freedom.
所以亲爱的，所以当我们来带，当我们作为父老，当为年轻人在带小孩子的时候，
so whenever we're whatever we're a father or children or young man,
需要有 discipline. 但在 discipline 的后面，你得知道一件事情 ，discipline 最后的目的是要给他自由的。
So we need discipline, and in the end, we need freedom.
Amen. 我不知道你懂不懂我意思啊？ 你知道，特别我们从华人这个族群出来的，因为我们大多数都是第一代基督徒。
Because we are first generation Christians.
我自己教了很多很多很多国家的学生，特别是博士生。
Pastor has taught many students from all over the country.
你知道中国人的学习有个特性。
And in Chinese, their study has a uniqueness.
或者说我们这个民族有个特性，就我们这个民族真的是一个吃苦耐劳的民族。
So the Chinese nation is a very hardworking people.
中国人是非常吃苦耐劳的一个民族。
It's a nation of perseverance.
哦，但是你会发现到一件事情啊，在读书的时候，中国人会读。
And Chinese people know how to study.
考试都考得不错。
And they know how to do their exams.
但你真正开始做科研的时候。
But when they start researching,
你就发现中国人很死板。
You will know they are pretty rigid.
包括我自己在内。
And including Pastor Chen himself.
啊，你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为我们根本不懂什么叫自由。
Because he said he doesn't really understand.
而且很多西方的学生呢，他的 GPA 很 sloppy, mediocre.
So kids here, young man here, their GPA is.Mediocre,
但是他真正开始进入 research arena 的时候
But when he start researching,
你发现呢 he's so smart.
And he's smart.
So creative.
Creative.
想出很多这个点子没想过的。
And he has a lot of ideas.
你知道为什么？
You know why?
因为这个国家呢有好多基督教的沉船呢，所以他基本上是给人自由的。
Because in this country, there are a lot of inheritance from Christianity.
我们这个美国的国歌的最后两句啊，
So the last two verse, the last two.
The land of the free, the home of the brave. Right? Land of the free, home of the brave. 换句话说，什么是美国？
So what is America?
美国是勇敢人的家。
It is the home of the brave.
美国是自由人的天地。
It is the home of freedom.
The free.弟兄姐妹，你要知道，我们从整个东方文化呢，因为我们不认识神呢，经过这个基督教文化，你知道，很多时候我们的脑袋瓜子还没变呢。
Many times,
包括我自己在内，我跟大家讲，其实我也在跟我自己讲啊。
We never experienced a God in our original culture, so when we came and become Christian, and it's hard for us to change.
我们要认识在圣的自，为什么说我们说这个自由？因为这个自由的本身啊，会激发人的创造力。
Because freedom can help us to be creative.
我们是在一个有限的范围做思考的时候，我们是非常行的。
Many times we think within a box and it's hard to do it.
但我们有一天把这个 box 搬掉的时候，你会发现呢，很多东西我们想都没想过。
So when we think outside the box, we will think a lot of things that we never thought before.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们在教会里面呢，要释放自由。
So in our church, we should learn to release the freedom.
因为时间的关系，我们不能再把这点花太多的时间。但弟兄姐妹。让人来觉得我们这个教会是一个自由的教会，是一个圣洁的教会。
We should let people know that our church is a church of freedom.
第五方面呢，花时间去亲近主。
The fifth aspect is to spend more time to be close to our Lord.
神就是爱，住在神的里面，就是住在爱的里面。
God is love, and if we live in Christ, and we live in love.
你知道，如果我们有服事，如果你是一个父老。
If you have some ministry and you are a father,
弟兄姐妹，我提醒你啊，你要来参加祷告会啊。
And Pastor Chen reminded you to come to the prayer meeting.
如果你是一个执事
，If you're a deacon,
如果你在教会里面有父老的这个位置
，If you have this fatherly status,
你要来祷告。
You come to the prayer meeting.
还不是说为事情来祷告，因为你需要花时间亲近耶稣啊。
Because you need to spend more time to be close to the Lord.
亲近耶稣啊，弟兄姐妹。因为耶稣是生命能力的泉源呢。
Because Lord is the source of life and our energy.
你知道每一次我最疲倦的时候
，So when Pastor Chen felt tired,
灵里面最疲倦的时候，或者服事感觉到压力最大的时候
，When he felt pressured,
你知道最大的一个需要是什么
？And you know what he need the most?
就是来亲近耶稣啊。
He need to be close to the Lord.
Fanny Crosby 有一首诗歌。吸引我更近亲爱主，直至你流血身边。吸引我更近亲爱主，直至你同在中间。 吸引我进，更尽情爱主，直至你流血身边。吸引我进，更尽，更尽情爱主，直至你同在中间。弟兄姐妹，当世事纷乱的时候，当你的职场充满压力，家庭充满压力，教会充满压力，然后你又不来亲近主啊。
So when you feel a lot of problems in your career, in your family, in church, you need to spend more time to be close to the Lord.
你如果不来亲近主啊，下场是很要命的。
So if you don't get close to the Lord and the consequences are
severe. 所以弟兄姐妹，你要花时间去亲近主，你才会有新的生命、新的能力、新的爱。
When you spend more time
with the Lord, 去爱去饶恕，阿门。
You will renew your life, renew your strength.
这像什么？弟兄姐妹，大家都有一个 smartphone， 对不对？虽然这个 smartphone 的牌子不一样啊。
So we'll have a smartphone.
你 smartphone 啊，用会没电的，你得重新去 charge， 对不对
？And of course, when it is running out of battery, you need to recharge.
我们这一个人呢，就好像是神的 smartphone。
And we should.Learn, we should be like a smartphone, and we should get recharged.
你拼命在外面奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑，奔跑。
So in your daily lives, you run a lot.
你的电用尽了。
And then you're out of battery.
你还回到这个救恩的泉源去 recharge.
So you need to recharge to
where the source
of life is.
对，你每天都需要 recharge.
Every day you need to renew your life.
你知道，因为我常常讲到。我自己常常讲到，你知道，常常在讲到之前，就神提醒我一件事情呢，你有没有来亲近我？就你有没有来亲近我？你知道，有时候我这个工作职场很忙，比方说上班到晚上要带一个聚会要讲道。
So Pastor Chen has a busy life. So during the day he's working, and then
哇，神会很清楚地告诉我一件事情呢，你要来亲近我啊！我赶快把一切的东西停下来。哇，我的这个 office 门一关呢，哇，一个人跪在地上祷告，亲近耶稣。我知道一件事情，如果在这个时刻不亲近主啊，我今天晚上信息完蛋了。
So Pastor Chen knows very clearly if he doesn't get close to the Lord and
信息会影响人，弟兄姐妹，因为我们在一边交通的过程当中，一面连于主。一个活水江河的源头透过人的话涌流出来。
When Pastor Chen preaches, he feels he's a conduit to pass.
所以弟兄姐妹要花时间去亲近主。
So we should all spend.
你跟旁边这边讲一下吧，要花时间亲近主。
So talk to each other that we need to spend more time with God.
第六件事情啊，持之以恒的操练。
It's this training, constant training, spiritual training.
弟兄姐妹，这个路遥知马力。日久见人心，弟兄姐妹，我们带过好多好多不一样的教会，好多好多不一样的弟兄姐妹。你要知道，一个特会完了之后，一般很多人都会大发热心，对不对？如果特会完了你还不大发热心的话，那真是没救了。
So many times after an evangelical gathering, and people are very excited and ready to do to serve.
啊，特会完了之后，哇，很多人大发热心的。
So many people are very excited.
但弟兄姐妹啊，你那个火啊。要 continue， 要持之以恒啊，阿门。
But you have to keep your fire going。
啊，不要每一年特会的时候，砰，大发热心，三个礼拜，砰，到明年。
But don't be like that. You know, the 3 weeks after the gathering, you know, you're very excited, you're on fire. But then after 3 weeks, the fires were put out.
所以弟兄姐妹，很多时候这个大家都不知道你是谁了。为什么？因为你这个落差太大了，一下子像保罗，一下子像犹大。
So many times people don't know who you are because you went, for 3 weeks you were like Apostle Paul and then you became Judas after 3 weeks.
所以弟兄姐妹，一个父老的特质啊，就是我们的属灵生命是经常稳行在高处的。
So for to be a fatherly figure and your spiritual life should be steady.
不，我们这个父老，砰砰。
啊，
礼拜一是父老，礼拜二是年轻人，礼拜天是小子，礼拜四像福音朋友。
So you can't change like you know your spiritual life.
哇，所以这个振幅好大，好大，好大。
Or like seeker.
所以弟兄姐妹来到你面前都搞不到清是礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四哈。
So people don't know what you were. Your situation was.
这有时候是我们在服事上遇到的难处。所以弟兄姐妹持之以恒的操练。
So we should train ourselves in Holy Spirit every day.
Okay. 告诉大家一个诀窍啊。你知道很多的时候、啊、
I'll tell you a secret.
你的恩高为什么会增加？
Many times where your
比方说你带敬拜
is increasing.
你带祷，你讲道，你知道只要你是一个神的儿女，在一个正常光景当中，你服侍的时候都可以释放祝福的。
So if you are God, if you are child in Christ,
但为什么有时候我们这个释放的祝福，我们领受的恩高，释放的恩高可以不断的提升呢？
So the more you serve, the more talents you will have.
我可以告诉你一个关键的诀窍啊。
I'll tell you one secret.
就是你在节骨眼的时候。什么是节骨眼？
Particularly when you are in the critical situation.
那个结果也是什么呢？就是你觉得你的爱心能力到尽头了。
So when you feel like you are at the end of your talents, your energy.
但你能够能在信心里面持之以恒的操练。
If you keep on and do in faith.
你说主耶稣，我靠着你的恩典。
You will see, Lord, I will rely on your grace.
我走完这段路程。
I will finish it.
求你的圣灵来帮助我。
And may your Holy Spirit help me.
很奇妙，你的恩高会往上提的。
And then you will increase.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，千万不要这个三天打鱼两天晒网啊。
So you have to be steadfast and
持之以恒的操练。
And constant.
跟你旁边弟兄姊妹讲一声好不好？持之以恒的操练。你会发现一件事情啊，你的生命不一样了。
And your life will be different.
你的生命老练了。
And your life will be more mature.
最后一件事情啊。
The last aspect,
找到能效法的对象。
You have to find an example to follow.
圣经里面告诉我们说，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
So in the Bible, it says you have to follow those. You have to follow those that are. What is this verse? Sorry.
You should follow those.
But to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit who has been promised.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 这是讲到我们凭着信心跟忍耐来承受这个应许的人，成为什么？成为我们效法的榜样。
So we should always follow those who through faith and patience inherit what has been
promised. 所以弟兄姐妹一定要找到一个能够效法的榜样。
So you have to find one you can follow.
并且在成长的过程当中，你应该有一个 dream.
You have to have a dream, spiritually.
就是有一天我能够成为别人效法的榜样，阿门。
And you will become example of others.
你不要说你的 dream 就是孩子啊，将来千万别学你老爸。
You don't want to tell your children that don't follow your dad's example.
那你这个爸爸就白做了，是不是
？Then it's not an ideal situation.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们。就像保罗所说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督，对不对？
所以，弟
兄姐妹，你要知道，在这个时代的当中，哦，我们要找到那个凭信心跟忍耐承受应许的榜样。
So we need to find an example, one of those who through faith and patience inherit what has been.
而且在我们成长的过程当中
，So in our spiritual growth,
我们应该有一个在神面前的祷告跟梦想。
We should have a prayer in God and also have a dream in our mind.
主啊，盼望有一天。
And we should pray that one day.
我能够成为别人效法的榜样。
We will become others' example.
阿门。弟兄姐妹，这是神的家。
And this is God's.
在神的家中有安息。
And we should have peace here.
有爱。
Love.
有彼此的赦免。
And forgiveness.
有彼此的成全。
And we should try to help each
有健康的父老。
We have healthy fathers,
有健康的年轻人
healthy young man,
有健康的小孩子
healthy children,
并且一环扣一环
and we all work,
能够发挥一个教会的影响力
and then we can,
能改变这个世代
we can influence
能改变这个世代
we can change this world.
啊，你知道 Connecticut 这个区啊，是全美国很富的一个区，对不对
We know this is a very affluent neighborhood in America.
所以弟兄姐妹，神要得着这个地方，阿们
God will get this place.
神如何得着个地方？
How God could get this place?
就是我们在座弟兄姐妹啊，把我们自己摆在神的手中。
Through each one of us.
我在这里，求你差遣。
So we are here, God, please use me.
愿意全心的为主耶稣来活。
We will live according to God.
弟兄姐妹，这七点，如果你真的每一天在主面前成为你的祷告，成为你成长的一个阶梯啊。
If you use these seven aspects to learn every day.
一个月一个月的过去，
And you will spend time to do
你会看到你生命的成长的。
You will see your life's growth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们小孩子要成长成为青年。
So the children will become grow and become.
青年要不断成长，最后能够成为父老。
Young men will grow and become fathers.
能够成为成全喂养别人属灵生命的人。
So we will build others' lives.
好，愿神祝福大家。我们一起祷告。
May God bless us. Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们的心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, our heart thank you.
谢谢你今天早晨与我们同在。
And thank you for being with us in this afternoon.
求你大大祝福我们的教会。
May you bless this church abundantly.
充满了健康的男人，健康的女人。
Full of healthy men and women.
健康，充满的健康的爸爸，健康的妈妈。
Full of fathers and mothers.
健康的儿子，女儿。
And healthy sons and daughters.
健康的父老，健康的年轻人，健康的小子。
Healthy fathers, healthy young men, and healthy children.
主耶稣，我们仰望你。
And Lord, we look upon you.
把望今天早晨所释放的话语存留在我们每个人心灵的深处。
May you help us to keep the words in our hearts.
给我们恩典去悔改。
Give us grace to repent.
给我们恩典做一个透明的人。
Give us grace so we can be transparent.
给我们恩典，做个怜悯人的人。
So that we have the grace to become a person with compassion.
叫我们认识你带我们进入那个自由的荣耀。
May you help us to learn to know the glory of the freedom.
是的，主，帮助我们花时间常常来靠近你。
May you help us to spend more time to be close to you.
帮助我们在任何难处当中站稳我们的脚步，持续来操练。
May you help us to stand firm in all our difficulties so we can learn and grow.
帮助我们找到这个地上我们能效法的对象。
May you help us to find the examples we can follow in this world.
我们也能够成为别人效法的人。
And that we can also become examples of others.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
你听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.